Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. If someone feels lonely, or he feels that he doesn't have anyone to look after him, he must internalize that he has the King of the world with him at all times, and he is looking after him better than anyone else possibly could. It should be so comforting to know that we're never alone, and we always have Hashem taking care of us. He is our provider. He gives us health. And He is always acting with us in a way that is most beneficial to us. A woman who organizes meals for people in need, especially single parents, told me that before Sukkot, she had 10 families who contacted her for meals, and she sent the meals out with a messenger to deliver them. When the messenger returned, he told her, "There were 10 boxes of food, but there were 11 people on the list you gave me. So the last person didn't get one." She looked at the paper and realized it was a list from a previous delivery. It was mostly the same people, just one of them didn't order this time, and they got the meal that was supposed to go to the last person. So she called up that first family and said, "By accident, we sent you a box of food. Could I send someone to come pick it up?" That family told her, "We were so excited when the box came because we didn't have any food for Yom Tov." The woman then said, "Okay, Baruch Hashem, I'm so happy that you have food." She then called that last family, which consisted of little children and a single mother. She told the mother, "I'm so sorry your food wasn't delivered yet, but I'm going to the store right now to pick up some things for you." The single mother told her, "Oh, I'm glad you're telling me, because my children have a very restricted diet. They only eat certain things." And she proceeded to tell her what. Then she said, "I haven't been feeling well. I tested positive for COVID and I'm having trouble breathing. I'm so scared. I don't know what to do." This woman quickly sprang into action. She called Hatzalah and met them there. They were able to get this woman a breathing apparatus that potentially helped save her life. And later that day, this woman got the exact food that her family eats delivered to her door. Hashem made sure that everyone who was in need here was helped by the woman using that wrong paper. That was Hashem's way of giving that other family meals for the holiday. And that was His way of making sure that this single mother got the help she needed. There was also another family who called to thank the woman for delivering the meals. And they asked her, "Is there any possibility of us getting meat instead of chicken?" She apologized to them, saying that's all she had available. Less than 5 seconds later, her phone rang, with the person on the other line saying she had cooked 3 extra full meat meals and asked if she knew of anyone in need. The woman called that other family right back and said, "Hashem arranged for you to have meat this holiday," and she delivered those meals. Another woman emailed me. She has a neighbor who is 99 years old and lives alone. A few weeks ago, he called them asking if they could take him to shul to say Kaddish on his wife's yahrzeit, which was that coming Thursday. They told him, "It's too dangerous for you to be in public. We'll bring a minyan to your house on Thursday, and we'll pray outside." That Thursday, they called his home to see what time he wanted to pray, but there was no answer. They tried a few more times, but there was still no answer. About 45 minutes before the time they figured to start, they went to his home and knocked on the door. They heard a faint voice from a distance calling for help. They immediately called the fire department and Hatzalah, who came and broke the door down. The man had fallen and was badly bruised. He was too weak to get up, and the emergency call button on his neck did not work. Who knows how long he would have been there until anybody discovered him. Hashem ensured that this man, who was all alone on the floor would be taken care of properly. We are never alone, and we are always being cared for. Have a great day.